This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Last Saturday, CNN ran an exclusive report entitled "Michigan Legionnaires' Deaths Were Preventable," official says. CNN investigative correspondent Sarah Ganim reported how a local official in Flint asked the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, to investigate an outbreak of Legionnaires' disease. The CDC contacted Michigan state officials.
But the CDC tells CNN that it felt a comprehensive investigation was warranted and offered to further assist Michigan. In this case, Michigan felt that they had the skills and resources needed to perform the investigation themselves.
The CDC cannot investigate unless a state makes a request. The result? More people died because of an additional Legionnaires outbreak. The local official who asked for the CDC help is Jim Henry. He is the Genesee County Health Director, and he joins us now. So let's start from the beginning. When did you first confirm there was a Legionnaires case in Genesee County?
The first time we noticed that there was an increase in Legionnaires disease relative to previous years was in August of 2014.
So there was a spike that year. How many people became ill and how many died in that first outbreak?
There were 45 illnesses and there were 5 deaths.
When did you ask the CDC for help?
Well, we asked the CDC for help in March of 2015. In February of 2015, we made contact with Dr. Janice Stout from Pittsburgh to gain information regarding the Legionella experiences that she's had and to learn more about the City of Flint distribution system.
When you learned the state had refused CDC help to investigate this Legionnaires outbreak, what did you think of that?
We thought it was a mistake. We saw new cases, and the only reasonable explanation for that is that it must have been a mistake, and that was conveyed in a response, in an email, in response to the executive summary that determined the outbreak was over. We identified the new cases in our response, so it's clear that the outbreak was not over.
So Michigan state officials say they helped your office. They say CDC was part of the conversation. They determined that the outbreak was over by the data and resources they had. Why do you think it ended there? Why did they say the outbreak was over?
Well, it's interesting because at the time we were working with the Center for Disease Control. They were in the process of sending a team of experts to Genesee County to help us identify the source. Part of that is being able to isolate the bacteria from the patient, and that's challenging. There was a lot of mistakes made in that process, but you need to have that clinical isolate before you can compare it to the environmental sources, the suspected sources.
So you didn't have necessarily the technical expertise, and Michigan's agency wasn't offering you the help to get that information. That's something that the CDC team really needed to do. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We needed the expertise to isolate that clinical specimen. And the Center for Disease Control, they were assembling, they were ready to come here to help. And that's when that process was stopped on June 8th. And Department of Health and Human Services wrote in another email to this entire team, which included the EPA, the Center for Disease Control, Genesee County Health Department, and some of the experts, independent experts, that the failure to match the clinical isolate with the environmental source precludes our ability to further the investigation.
So DHHS said, we've got this, don't worry about it, we think it's all over anyway. Then how many people got sick and how many died after that?
There were several cases before and after June 4th when the determination that the outbreak was over.
I'm wondering, why didn't you sound the alarm then? You run part of the health department. You could have put out a warning to the people of Genesee County and to Flint that there's this problem. We've got a spike in Legionnaires' disease. It might be connected to the Flint River. We don't know that yet, but take precautions.
Part of the problem was it was sporadic. There were cases throughout the community, throughout Genesee County. It wasn't limited to the city of Flint. One thing that we did see as a trend was the hospital system. And that's one of the areas that we focused our efforts was because this is a vulnerable population within the hospital, and we need to make sure that those people are protected. We began working immediately with the infectious disease people at the McLaren Hospital. We began working with their environmental health and safety division director, and we requested that they hire Dr. Janet Stout to come in and end their situation. They had found Legionella in their water system, and
are they,
it needed to be mitigated.
McLaren is getting their water from the Flint distribution system.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yep. We did post a fact sheet on our website. We did share it with our partners within the community. There's been some mention of a health alert through the MIHAN system, Michigan Health Alert Network. The Health Alert Network is designed to communicate with other local health departments, state agencies, and hospital systems and physicians. That does not send a public message.
Right.
So I think there's some misunderstanding. And in Genesee County, there is only 3 physicians that use the Health Alert Network.
So you notified health officials, but you didn't feel the need to notify the public?
We notified the public by sharing the fact sheet throughout the community and posting it on our website. It's challenging when you don't have the source. You don't have a definitive source. The challenge is if we say McLaren Hospital appears to be making people ill and we can't support that, it wouldn't be fair to the hospital system.
Right, it would sully their reputation. Let me ask you this. Considering everything that's gone on, what would you have done differently? What would you want to have happened differently in this situation?
I wish we would have been more prepared.
In what way?
We did not see this coming. We recognized that there was problems within the distribution system because there were brown water events. There were boil water advisories. There were, odors. And then they put a bunch of chlorine. The city added chlorine to the distribution system to control bacteria. But this is not our expertise. This is not what we do. The state has jurisdiction.
Do you think...
I've learned a lot about municipal water, but prior to 2014, this is all new territory for me.
Do you think the fact that the DHHS did not request a CDC team to come in and help Genesee County, that resulted in those 9 deaths in Genesee County from Legionnaires' disease?
I think that those deaths could have been avoided. I think in the year 2015, we could have prevented those deaths had the Center for Disease Control been able to help us. That didn't happen. The state made that decision.
You work for a government agency, and you work with government agencies. What has this experience done to your confidence in government agencies?
Relative to the state, there are many competent, hardworking people that are employed by the state of Michigan. There are a handful of people that are in administrative positions that shouldn't be. They've made some very poor decisions, regardless of their motive, that have caused people to suffer. I think they should be relieved of their authority. I'm not saying they need to be fired, but if they're still in a position that has influence on the response to the city of Flint, they should be reassigned. And if they don't need to be involved with this, if they helped create it. They do not need to be involved with response if they're the people that helped create it. There's a conflict, and it's significant.
I want to ask you one final question. You've got a different water source. You're getting it from Detroit now rather than the Flint River. Do you think this summer we can avoid another outbreak of Legionnaires' disease?
We're concerned. We are very concerned. There's a different source, but the organic carbon that is food for the microorganisms is still in the system. There's still areas where the water moves very slowly. There's dead ends. There's areas where the chlorine residual is very low.
So you're saying some Legionella bacteria could survive, and you've got to be careful and monitor that carefully.
Yes. And we're working with a team of people right now to test the distribution system for Legionella, find out where it is and how to destroy it so it will not cause problems in 2016. So we will not be, we're trying to prevent this now. We know Legionella is a warm weather bug, and we've seen, in 2015, we started seeing the cases in May. And then in June, one after another. And we need to be prepared.
I'm going to make a personal observation. You seem really tired and a little stressed. Is this all starting to get to you?
I think our whole team at Genesee County Health Department is tired and stressed. You're right. I'm tired. I work all, this is what we do. I go knock on people's doors to make sure they're not drinking elevated water,
right,
lead in their water. You know, I go do presentations for my, you know, yeah, and I stay up all night putting a presentation together because I can't find it. I haven't done my payroll, and I got to do that right now or my staff won't get paid. It's, yeah, there's just not enough time in the day. So, yeah, I'm pretty tired. I'm stressed. So is everybody else around here. But what we're doing, we have a solid team, and I think we're going to be able to prevent this from happening again. But we need to start right now. We can't wait. If we do, then we didn't do everything we could do to stop it. We have to start right now and make sure this doesn't happen again.
Jim Henry is the Environmental Health Supervisor at Genesee County Health Department. Thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.